Monday evening, a major protest broke out on the Cal Poly Humboldt campus, which has closed the university until at least Wednesday, April 24th. Approximately 150 to 200 students started protesting on the campus as part of a national movement showing solidarity for Palestine. Students began occupying the university's administrative building, Siemens Hall, and barricading its doors.
The whole experience was quite intense and tense at times.
That was redheaded black belt reporter Ryan Hudson, who was inside the barricade with the students. She explained what unfolded.
As things progressed, it just became increasingly tense, and they intended to do what I understood to be an all-night sit-in. They were there with tents and sleeping bags and snacks and supplies, not a whole lot of food or water or anything, but they were ready for camping out, basically, in the building.
Swaths of supporters and protesters would gather outside of the hall. However, those inside would soon have a violent encounter with police. Ryan Hudson was barricaded inside with the protesters and captured the moment police and students clashed. Police can be seen entering the barricaded door, removing furniture that had been overturned in the doorway. Police from the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, Arcata Police, and University Police were wearing riot gear with police shields. Protesters began chanting, "We are not afraid of you," and then pushed back with their bodies against the police who attempted to enter. While the students were pushing back, one of the officers in the corner can be seen using a baton to hit a student over the head. At which point one protester retaliated and hit an adjacent officer with an empty 5-gallon water jug. That tense exchange lasts for minutes until the police would retreat back outside of the building. After hours of chanting, "De-escalate by leaving," at police, they did just that. By 10:55 p.m., all law enforcement had disbanded from the campus.
The crowd outside just grew and grew and grew, and pretty soon it was kind of two protests almost engaging from on opposite sides of that door. The protesters on the outside and the students on the outside were rallying in support of the students barricaded on the inside.
KMUD reporter Kelly Lincoln was also on scene and spoke with the student.
So folks were trying to have a Seder at sundown and be in solidarity with the immediate ceasefire and land back and end of the Israeli occupation of Palestine and the Israeli apartheid state. And the state of Israel is not the same as Jewish people, and a lot of people, Jewish people, denounce the state of Israel and their genocidal tactics and say not in our names and end the apartheid now.
I don't think that being against genocide is anti-Semitic at all. I think that never again means for everybody. I feel like a lot of the leaders and loud student voices that we're hearing right now are Jewish themselves. This event started as a Seder at sundown because it's Passover. So to call Jewish students anti-Semitic because they're calling for an immediate ceasefire and the end of a genocide is really convoluted and twisting of words, because to be anti-genocide is not anti-Semitic, and if anything, Jewish people know that even more because they've had to go under their own genocide.
We're standing in solidarity with indigenous people all over the world, from Palestine to the Wiyot to the Yurok to the Kuruk to Talawa to Hupa, both here and abroad. We want land back for everybody. We want political prisoners to be free. We want the students to be able to protest peacefully and not have their freedom of speech and the right to come together and protest. We don't want that right to be taken away. And right now the police are using excessive force. I saw two people get concussions and bleed from their heads. And there's shotguns, there's automatic assault rifles, there's rubber bullets, there's some tear gas bullets that they're willing to use on us as well.
As of today, April 23rd, dozens of protesters continue to occupy Siemens Hall, having barricaded the entrances following law enforcement's attempted entry. In response, Cal Poly Humboldt canceled all classes and locked down campus buildings through Wednesday, April 24th. University police say they are closely monitoring the situation and express concerns for student safety. Cal Poly Humboldt released the following statement this morning. Quote, at 4:50 p.m., university police received reports of dozens of protesters occupying the first and second floors of Siemens Hall. Classes in Siemens Hall were canceled. Students and faculty from five courses in progress, along with employees, were evacuated. The building was shut down after protesters began disrupting classes and university operations and vandalizing property. Protesters blocked entrances and elevators with tents and at one point secured doors using chains and zip ties at various locations, violating fire codes and creating extreme safety hazards for those inside. Protesters were given multiple warnings and opportunities to exit the building voluntarily. End quote. For an update on what's unfolding today on the Cal Poly campus, we spoke with the student-run publication, El Lenador.
My name is Peyton Leone. I'm the editor-in-chief of the newspaper El Lenador. We are a bilingual monthly newspaper at Cal Poly Humboldt. Students are still inside Siemens Hall. All entrances have been blocked by tables, chairs, and chains. There have been deliveries of food and supplies handed through windows to students inside. Prominent spaces on campus were painted with messages in support of Palestinian liberation. Georgina Serta, a graduate student at Cal Poly Humboldt, came to the protest yesterday around 9 p.m. after seeing the live coverage of the protest. I was seeing the brutality of the police, and that's when I decided to come, said Serta. Jasmine Jolly is a student protester outside of Siemens Hall. Jolly made a call to those inside, telling them that people were needed inside the building, and warned those who stepped forward that they were risking bodily injury and arrest. Jolly has been at the protest since 8:30 p.m. of the first day. Definitely a little tired, said Jolly, but I'm also surrounded by incredible people who are holding it down for their community and their loved ones, and for Palestine. This is a massive anti-war movement, and I think it's important for us to realize the role that we play as Americans in funding genocide and funding war and funding aggression. And while we may not have control over where our tax dollars go as individuals, by taking action like this, we have control, we have a voice. People are desperately screaming to be listened to here on campus, in the U.S., in Palestine. And I think that people are starting to listen with the global solidarity movement.
Leone explained that student journalists and media outlets are struggling to get timely information to the public due to the campus being closed.
But the issue we were running into as student journalists is campus was closed starting yesterday, and the announcement said through until Wednesday. So they've locked all doors on buildings, and even doors that I have access to through a key card, the key cards are no longer working. So we cannot access our computers that we use to do reporting. There's also a news station in the same building. This is Gist Hall at Cal Poly Humboldt. And administration is in there now trying to get those student reporters off air, telling them that they need administration with them on air to monitor what they're saying live.
That student-run radio station is KRFH. And we tuned in earlier. Here is a clip.
We're tuned into 105.1 KRFH LPR Cato Radio Free Humboldt. We are reporting live from Cal Poly Humboldt, taking in any calls with any updates or a need for resources regarding the protests at Siemens Hall. You can call our request line at 707-826-6077. We are here to spread accurate, factual information, just get real updates. From a post earlier from Humboldt for Palestine, I believe that they reached their need for different resources, but they do encourage more people to actually show up. So yeah, here to spread factual, accurate information. We have someone from administration here in the station with us. We might not be allowed to stay here any longer, but they're still checking up on it. So while they do that, we're gonna be sitting here in the booth. I believe that we should be able to be here. We had other DJs try to come into the station. They were escorted away because they didn't have authorization. Yeah, I guess me and two of the other DJs, we got in at a lucky time.
They're currently still live on the air from when I last checked, but I'm sitting outside the building now. The administration advised us not to enter and told us we are not allowed in the building, but that they could update us soon if we're allowed to, with supervision to be in there and do our jobs as reporters, but that we are not allowed to enter the building.
Leone is concerned that the university is silencing the voices of the media.
To me, that is not great for student reporting, for First Amendment, for the campus and community to know what is happening here. I think that if not directly trying to silence the voices of student reporters and through that, the voices of the students who are in protest right now, it's not great for us. And it's frustrating. It's frustrating as I'm trying to lead my team. I have people sitting outside with me ready to help translate and do social media. And we need computers for that. We need our equipment. So our advisor is really amazing in offering her space to us, but there's just not enough equipment that we need our access to.
We also asked if Siemens Hall was strategically chosen by students.
It is, because that is where most of the administration who stays on our campus has offices. That includes our president. There's different budget offices there. Also in the basement, that's where CFA has offices as well. And so yesterday I went inside while students were protesting to do coverage, and they had used paracord to tie some of the doors up, and some doors had chains on them. I followed a group of officers who went and cut the door. For a while they stood there. And this is before the major escalation where people seen videos of like students being arrested and more physical altercations with the police happening outside of the building. But the door was open, and at some point they left and stopped monitoring it. So where more people entered the building, I was able to enter the building with students and take photos from the inside. And students have tents and food, stuff set up to stay in that Siemens Hall building, from what I've heard, until their demands are met.
Cal Poly Humboldt remains closed through Wednesday, according to a memo issued by the university. And we asked Leone if there's any updates if the closure could be extended.
To be honest, I'm a little bit confused about it because it says through Wednesday. So from the emails I've received, even in my own classes, that to them means till the end of Wednesday. So I have a class tomorrow that's going to be held on Zoom because the campus, to that professor's understanding, the campus will be closed. And that's also our intent, is that campus will be closed until Wednesday, and that we might not be able to have access to things until Thursday. It's mostly empty on campus. I think a lot of students recognize that the school is off for the day, but there are a lot of people entering campus still to attend the protest and to be outside. Like I said in one of the interviews, they're calling people who are standing outside of the Siemens Hall in solidarity to move inside. All the doors to the Siemens Hall building have been blocked from the inside and outside with chairs and desks and different furniture, like even like picnic tables have been stacked up. There's a lot of flags, Palestinian flags up on campus, and some different like graffiti, or I don't know if I'd call it graffiti, but different messages written in paint on walls, call it what you will.
And at this time, he says police presence is minimal.
From what I've heard, the police have not done more since they've left than some patrolling. But I really cannot say. I don't know how this is gonna, what the resolution might be for the students who are have put themselves inside in protest. Yeah, I don't know. It got pretty hectic between the police and the protesters. I know that multiple people were arrested. There's a photo I have of a student who, there's a bump, and I also saw a student with like a lesion on his head from being in an altercation. They received first aid from other students inside. Relieved that the police are not there, and that the students inside are being safe. I know there's concerns about fire. If there's a fire and all the doors are blocked, then people are rightfully concerned that there could be a loss of life if there is any emergency that happens. Obviously, not everyone's going to be, there's no safety plan in place for if there's an emergency that happens inside. But from talking with people through the window this morning and this afternoon, it seems like they're being safe, not using open flames, and only eating prepared foods. And not like cooking in there. So that's what I have.
At this time, it's believed that 3 students have been arrested, although their names and charges remain unclear as of news time. In closing, Leone says the community can stay informed by following El Lenador on social media. KMA News reached out to the university and its president, Tom Jackson, for additional comment. However, our request has not been answered as of news time. Arcata Mayor Meredith Matthews, however, emailed the following statement, quote, As stated in the city's resolution to support a ceasefire in the Middle East, Arcata is a community that rejects violence, hate speech, and racism of any kind. Arcata will always support free speech and the right to peacefully protest. This past year, by and large, those speaking out to condemn the violence on both sides of Israeli-Palestinian war have modeled the value of peaceable treatment of others that they seek to achieve in the world. I will continue to support the individual's right to freedom of expression while emphatically condemning the few in our community that call for violence, engage in physical intimidation, and hateful anti-Semitic rhetoric. End quote. Some members of Cal Poly faculty have called for a teach-in tomorrow on the quad. That's expected to take place from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. KMA News will continue to share updates.